Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
We're talking today about the Quarantine 15. That was Sierra's brilliant title for the show. So many people, when we were in lockdown, ate a lot of bad foods because it was comforting. And of course, when you're under stress, you want to eat bad foods. Emotional stress skyrocketed. Emotional issues, even suicides, apparently, we don't have all the stats in, have gone up. And so a lot of people are stressed out. And when you get stressed out, you want to feel good. And the quickest, easiest, legalist way to get feel good is to eat pleasure foods, sugars. Because sugar stimulates the dopamine receptor sites in the brain and nucleus accumbens, and you get high from it. And so when we do that, we have a tendency to pack on the pounds. So Sierra's genius was the Quarantine 15. So let's do a whole show on what we can do to lose that weight. So if this is the first time you're tuning in, this show's going to be on the website, drjoe.com. It'll be under weight loss, Quarantine 15, however you want to type in our search bar and find it, you can. So we got a lot more to cover on things that you can do now to not lose weight, but to get healthy. And in the process, you'll lose weight because you think, I want to lose weight. Well, if you're losing weight just to lose weight, that's not the way to do it. I want you to get healthy, and then weight loss is a side effect. Now, I understand if you're overweight, I used to be overweight, that you want to lose weight. And I don't care how, you know, under any means possible. But if you do the healthy things, the weight's going to come off. That's the nice part about it. Got to drink water. When you're hungry, many times you're not hungry, you're thirsty. So there's a part of your brain, it's in the hypothalamus, and part of the brain controls hunger and part of the brain controls thirst. Now, when you were an infant, those two parts were separate. And so if you ever had a child around you, the kid was always thirsty. I want to drink, I want to drink, I want to drink, I want to drink. Give me a sippy cup. They were always thirsty because the part of their brain was saying, I'm thirsty. Another part of the brain said, I'm hungry. So they were able to distinguish it. As you become a toddler and as we get older, those two parts of the brain grow together. And so many times we have a tough time distinguishing between hunger and thirst. So many times when you're hungry, you're not hungry, you're thirsty. So here's my trick to lose weight. Before every meal, before every snack, before you eat anything, I want you to have a big 8, 10, 12-ounce glass of water. Wait a few minutes. In many cases, you're not going to be hungry anymore. People say, Dr. Joe, I have no willpower. I can't stop eating. Do this trick. 12 ounces of water. Drink it. Wait a few minutes. That willpower that you didn't think you had suddenly appears again. So that's going to solve a lot of the problems. And there's tons of studies out there that prove that there. So a half a liter of water may increase calorie burning by 24 to 30% for an hour after you drink it. So if you're going to drink 17 ounces of water, and you know, a big plastic cup is 20 ounces, so drink about that, you're going to actually burn more calories for about an hour after that, 24 to 30% more calories. So you're going to feel less full, and you're going to increase your caloric burning, which is kind of cool. Another thing you can do is when you're trying to lose weight is you got to increase something called brown fat. Now, there's two types of fat in your body. There's white fat and there's brown fat. The white fat is the fat you don't like. It's the fat that you, the belly fat, the love handles, and many times it's wrapped around the organs. So people say, how do I lose belly fat? One way to do it is increase your brown fat levels because brown fat burns energy. It creates heat. So brown fat can actually help burn calories. So if we're active, we're going to have more brown fat. As we get lazier, more lackadaisical, like some people have been doing for several weeks now, just laying around, we build up the white fat. So how do we get the white fat and how do we get the brown fat levels up? Couple of things. Number one, get cold. When you're cold, your body increases its production of brown fat. Why? To create energy to keep you warm. So you can get yourself into a cold area And if you leave yourself, if you keep your body cold, that's a good way to do it. Now, if you start shivering, you're really generating some brown fat there. But you don't have to do that. That's a little extreme, might be uncomfortable. It turns out that arginine, the amino acid arginine, can actually increase the production of brown fat. So where can we get arginine from? Dr. Joe's nitric oxide support. Dr. Joe's nitric oxide support is made with citrulline. Citrulline converts into arginine. Arginine converts into nitric oxide, which increases the circulation to your brain, your sex organs, your heart, your lungs, increases circulation. Athletes love this stuff because everyone seems to improve their performance when they're taking it because it increases circulation. I got to be careful when I take Dr. Joe's nitric oxide support. I got to take it in the morning. If I take it even after noon, any time past 12, I can't sleep at night. It gives me so much energy. So great way to increase circulation. The citrulline becomes arginine. Arginine becomes nitric oxide, but arginine also increases brown fat production. And so that's great as well. So another benefit to taking Dr. Joe's nitric oxide support. And also spicy foods. If you like spicy foods, that can increase your brown fat production. So if you're going to have a cold day, eat some spicy food and take some nitric oxide, you got a good way to increase your brown fat, which will then ultimately start to burn more white fat, which is a great thing. So these are things you can do, little tricks you can do to get the body to increase your metabolism. Because a lot of times as we get older, our metabolism does what? It drops. Well, our nitric oxide levels drop. Our digestive capabilities drop. Everything starts to drop. Sometimes your belly starts to droop a little bit too. But if you do the right things, the body can fight that off. You can fight off Father Time pretty easily, actually. It's not hard at all. So we talked about drinking water, talked about the nitric oxide. Watch out for liquid calories. A lot of people don't realize this. We said one soda has all the sugar that you need for a whole day. Allowable sugar. It's not even good sugar. It's high fructose corn syrup. But fruit juices, chocolate milk, energy drinks. Be careful. When you drink something, it should be water. When you're thirsty, you're not thirsty for anything but water. Now, you can also do herbal teas. Now, I talk a lot as a radio show host, television show host. I mean, I'm doing patients all the time, a lecturer. I lecture all over the world. So I drink a lot of tea, and one of the teas I drink is slippery elm tea. Slippery elm tea is very good for your throat and for all the mucous membranes in your body. Now, in the summer, I don't like drinking tea. It's too hot. I can do slippery elm iced tea. Just throw some ice in there. It's pretty simple. Or I'll just do water with a little lemon juice in it, organic lemon juice. That's awesome. You want to sweeten it up, stevia, lohan, xylitol. These are all natural sweeteners. You can add a little bit of that to your water and make yourself lemonade. And it's quick, it's easy, it's very inexpensive, and you like the flavor, so you're going to drink a lot more of it. So you can use organic lemon juice. You can get fresh organic lemons, which is ideal. But if you buy a bottle of organic lemon juice and use that, that's okay too. It's not bad. So avoiding those liquid calories is really going to be a key here because you don't realize it. Now, if you go to one of these fancy schmancy coffee shops, which I still can't comprehend why people line up to get into these places, and you get one of their coffee drinks, that could be enough calories for the whole day. I mean, some of those really heavy ones with the whipped cream and the creams and everything. So be careful with that. So if you're doing those things, don't, is the bottom line. One study showed a drastic 60% increase in obesity among children for each daily serving of sugar beverages that they had. So if you give a kid or yourself one sugar beverage a day, that can increase your obesity risk by 60%. So be careful with that. Refined carbs, we talked earlier about complex carbs. And complex and refined is determining, simple carbs, they're processed usually. Complex carbs are the whole food, like a potato would be good. But refined carbs have the least amount of benefits because the fiber is removed. The refining process leaves almost nothing but digested carbs, which are simple carbs, and you're going to eat a lot of them. And we talked about the leptin and the ghrelin earlier in the show. You can go to our website, drjoe.com, and you can listen to the whole show if you want to. We talked about fasting a little bit at the break with Sierra. Fasting is a great way to get your body back to normal functioning again. Now, the fasting I like to do is called intermittent fasting. If I don't eat in the morning, I get really grumpy and tired and dizzy, and I don't like that. So intermittent fasting is skipping a meal. Some people can skip breakfast. If I intermittent fast, I skip dinner. And I usually do it once, twice, three times a week sometimes. Depends on how my week is going. But when you skip a meal, your body is burning fat, and the body does some healing. Because your digestive system and your heart are always working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you, the number one stress you can put on your body under normal conditions, not talking about other stress, but a digestion is a big stress on the body, and it's going 24 hours a day. So if you give the digestive system a break, the body gets to rest and heal and also goes into more fat-burning mode. So the minimum of fasting you should do is at least 8 hours a day. Okay, that's one-third of the day you shouldn't eat. So what does that mean? If you stop eating at 6 o'clock at night and you wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you just fasted for 12 hours. See how that works? So it's not like you're going to have to really suffer a lot. If you can skip dinner, like if I have a late lunch at 2, 3 o'clock and then I don't eat again until 6, 7 o'clock, I have 18 hours of not eating. That's pretty great, okay? So that's what I want you to start doing, is consider something called intermittent fasting. Green tea, unsweetened green tea, is going to be something. If you want to drink something, you know, instead of just water, green tea is a natural beverage. It's loaded with antioxidants, but green tea has a lot of benefits, including increased fat burning and weight loss. So make sure it's organic, because we don't want to have pesticides and chemicals, and you know, the tea bags, even the white tea bags, have bleach in them. But green tea increases energy expenditure by 4% and increases selective fat burning by up to 17%, especially at a harmful white fat that we talked about. Now, green tea does have some caffeine in it. If you're sensitive to caffeine like I am, I can't drink green tea. I get a headache. So if you're sensitive to caffeine, and you may not even realize you are, green tea might not be the best choice for you. So again, I'm giving you a ton of different things. You just pick and choose what you want. I got a menu. Got a whole menu of ways for you to lose weight. And we're talking today about the quarantine 15, how to lose those 15 pounds or whatever it is you gained if you were quarantined, and what you need to do to now get healthy, and in the process, you'll lose some weight. A lot more fruits and vegetables are going to be key. In addition to high water, nutrient fiber, they're also low in calories. This makes eating a lot of them easy. So if you're going to have a meal, and I was raised Italian, and we always had our salad at the end of the meal. I just thought that's how it was. We were raised Italian. My father was disabled. My father came from a family of 10 kids. So they had all my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, they married, their spouses. So there was tons of Italians around everywhere. And so we never went anywhere. We didn't really socialize with other people a whole lot. We socialized mainly with family. And we always had our salads at the end of the meal. Well, when I became an adult, I remember going out to restaurants, which we never did because we were so poor, and they put a salad down. I'm like, what the heck is this? Salad comes at the end of the meal. I didn't know etiquette. So having a salad before the meal is actually a much better idea. So sorry, Grandma Esposito up in heaven. I'm sorry about this. But the salad at the beginning of the meal is going to help make you feel full. And it gives you putting the food in the body. Have a huge salad. Have a monster-sized salad. And add broccoli and cucumbers and tomatoes and avocados and whatever you'd like into that salad. You're probably going to eat less of your other meal. Because remember, we said it takes 20 minutes to get the message from your stomach to your brain. So if I can have a snack, like a salad before dinner, and I wait 20 minutes, I'm going to eat a whole lot less food. We've all done this. You're hungry. You eat like a little pig. In Italian, we call gavone, like a slob. You eat like a gavone, and then you feel stuffed. But if I'm going to have my salad at the beginning of the meal, a big salad, I'm going to eat a lot less of the other stuff, and it's good for me, and it's high in fiber, and it's high in nutrients. And when I'm hungry, I'm not hungry for food. I'm hungry for nutrition. So I'm going to give my body the nutrients that it needs, maybe have super greens and essential source before my meal as well. And you're going to eat a lot less food. You're going to save a lot of time. You're going to save a lot of money. You're going to have more energy. You're going to lose weight. The bowels will move better. You'll sleep better. There's no downside to doing this. And all we're doing is altering a few things in our lives. And it's not hard to do. Believe me, I used to be overweight. And I know this. And I've been coaching people on how to lose weight for 30 plus years. And whenever they do it, they say the same thing. Dr. Joe, that's it? Yeah, that's it, guys. Sorry, it's not really that much more exciting than that. So eating more fruits and vegetables is going to be the key. Fruits, usually about 3 or 4 pieces a day. I don't like to go more than 3 or 4 pieces a day because that's a lot of sugar. And of course, I'm like everybody else. I love watermelon. And so if I chop up a watermelon, I got to just clean a little bit at a time and eat it. Because if it's clean, it's in the refrigerator, I'm going to eat it. So I got to do a little bit at a time. Count your calories. Some people will be amazed to count when they count their calories, how much food they're actually eating. So you can actually, there's software now. You can do, there's apps and everything to write it down. But somebody at the break had asked me, how many calories should you eat in a day? I don't know. Everybody's different. If you're going to eat a high nutrient-dense diet, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, you can probably eat 1,200, 1,500 calories a day and be fine and lose weight and have energy and feel great. If you're going to eat a lot of breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas, alcohol, you're going to have to eat a lot more calories to get that same level of nutrients. And those calories, of course, then can turn into fat. So I probably eat 1,000, 1,500 calories a day, but I eat a lot of good foods. And that's great. And so, again, you're going to save a ton of money by doing this, and you'll feel a lot better. Now, the downside is that I really like cannolis. I'm Italian. I'm vegan, so I don't eat them unless it's vegan cannoli. And I like breads and cookies and cakes and donuts and pastas just like everybody else. So the only downside I can see to eating a good diet is you don't get to eat some of those really tasty foods. Here's a good way to live your life. Is it worth it? Is it worth flipping off that guy who just cut you off? Because maybe he has a gun. And maybe he shoots you. Is it worth it? Eh. There was a study I just heard about on the radio yesterday, I think, or today, that if you curse, you feel better. So maybe just curse and scream and jump up and down, but be careful. So whatever actions you do, is it worth it? Is it worth complaining? You know, a friend of mine, Clark Howard, he has a great line. He says, vote with your wallet. If you're not happy with something, don't spend money there. If you're not happy with a bank, take your money out of that bank. You're not happy to store, don't go there. You're not happy to restaurant, don't go there. So the easiest thing you can do is vote with your wallet. And that makes making decisions a whole lot easier. So make decisions. Is it worth eating that pizza? You're going to feel fat. You're going to feel bloated. You know, wheat is the number two food allergen. Dairy is the number one food allergen. You might get sinus problems. Is it worth eating that pizza? To me, it wasn't. And that's why I stopped doing it. Now, if I had to do a gluten-free vegan pizza, that's okay. You don't have all the downsides to it. Using smaller plates. We're talking about how to lose the quarantine 15, as Sierra called them. Use smaller plates because chances are you're going to eat two plates of food or three plates of food, whatever it is, okay? Smaller plate, you're still going to eat two or three plates of food. So there's a psychological advantage to having smaller plates. Bigger the plate, you think I didn't hardly eat anything. It does work because I've done this. I love cruising, if we can ever cruise again. And if you go to a buffet, they give you these monster plates. And then I started realizing later on in the years, they started going to smaller plates. Why was that? They were wasting so much food. They were throwing so much food away, I'm sure, because you'd see people with a big plate throwing food away. So they just went to smaller plates. So that's not a bad idea. We talked about the 20 minutes to get the message from your stomach to your brain. Eat slower and ruin your appetite. It's a really simple thing to do to ruin your appetite. And all you got to do to ruin your appetite is have a snack before a meal. So before every meal, like I said, have a handful of nuts, have a piece of fruit, have an avocado. You're going to eat less food, because your brain is going to feel full. And if you eat slower, that's going to give your body a chance to get that 20 minutes from the stomach to the brain. So that works real easily. Putting a little fat in your diet is not a bad thing. Because if I'm going to eat a salad with a fat-free dressing, I'm not going to feel full at all. Now, if I'm going to eat a salad and I put a little olive oil in there, some coconut oil as a dressing, I'm going to feel a lot fuller. So a little bit of fat is okay. Just don't overdo it. If you're putting on weight, you're probably eating too much fat. So coconut oil, not so good in salad dressings, because coconut oil hardens. I think it's 76 degrees or 72 degrees. It becomes more solid because it's a saturated fat. And so coconut oil, you're not going to see that a lot in salad dressings, because if you chill the salad dressing, it becomes hard. So that may not be the best thing. If you're going to use olive oil, try not to use oils if you can. It's better to get the oil from your food. So nuts and seeds and avocados and olives, that's where you should get your fat from. But if you're going to buy an olive oil, so many olive oils that you buy today are not really olive oil. They're mixed with other oils, and they still charge the olive oil prices. So here's a simple little trick you can do. Buy your olive oil, put it in the refrigerator. The next morning, come back and look at it. If it's cloudy, it's probably real olive oil. If it's not cloudy, it's probably mixed with other vegetable oils, corn oil, soy oil. Take it back to the store, get your money back, and tell them, listen, I tested this, and it's not real olive oil. Because the grocery stores, they just buy and sell stuff. They don't know what's in it. They trust the manufacturer. So you can tell the grocery store, listen, man, you know, Sierra brand olive oil is not real olive oil. You know, Garrett brand olive oil is just cloudy. So that's the kind you want to use. So
of course, my olive oil would be real.
I know. I'm afraid now because I said something and Sierra's going to hit me for it, right? We all live in fear of Sierra, just so you know. But add a little coconut oil to your diet, extra virgin organic coconut oil. You'll feel fuller if you have a little fat in your diet too. So going, again, fat-free, but as long as you're eating fat from the foods, whole foods, you're going to be okay. If you're going to add a little bit of olive oil, coconut oil to your food, not the end of the world, just be careful. Spice up your foods. We talked about that earlier, but chili peppers, jalapenos contain something called capsaicin, which can boost your metabolism and increase your fat burning and also increase your ability to produce something called brown fat. And the brown fat is the good fat. That's the one that actually burns the calories. Another thing, and Garrett and I have been working on this, and Sierra, have been working on this, a probiotic that actually might help you lose weight. And there's over 100 different types of bacteria in your colon. And those are most of them are probiotics. Pro means in favor of life, good biotics. Probiotics have many different functions. But skinny people have different probiotics in their colon than fat people. And if you've listened to my shows before, I've talked about this. This is actually a thing. They're doing fecal transplants. They're taking fecal matter, bacteria, out of skinny people and planting it in fat people, in their colons. And they're finding that as the fat person's bacteria, the skinny people bacteria start to colonate the colon, it helps them lose weight. So we have Dr. Joe's probiotics, which is a general probiotic, which you should be taking. We have a probiotic now for immune system, and it's mainly for respiratory issues. So we have breathing issues, asthma, respiratory problems. We have a probiotic specifically designed for that. And soon we'll be coming out with one to actually, it's the probiotics that skinny people have in your colon. And hopefully that's going to help you, along with everything else, to lose weight. So eating a good diet will change the bacteria in your colon. Eating a bad diet is going to change it in a bad way. So you want to make sure you're getting the good probiotics. So at least Dr. Joe's probiotics, the general one, is a good thing to take. And that can help the bacteria in your colon help. Get enough sleep. Getting enough sleep is incredibly important to weight loss. It's incredibly important for everything, actually. But if I'm tired, what do I want to do? I want to eat to give myself energy. So getting enough sleep is really important. We've done shows on sleep, right? I think we've done okay. It's on our website. So if you go to website, drjoe.com, just type in sleep. We've done shows, if you have sleep issues, things you can do to help sleep better. But studies have shown that sleep-deprived people are up to 55% more likely to be obese. Wow. Those are good odds. If I want to gain weight, just don't sleep as much. If I'm in Vegas and I have a 55% chance of winning, which you never do in Vegas, by the way, the house does, but you don't. And that's why the house usually wins, because they have a slight edge over everybody. So it'd give you a slight edge to lose weight just by sleeping. Can't beat that. And go to the website, drjoe.com, and listen to it. Many times with sleep, people that have sleep issues have acid reflux. You have a sheet of muscle called your diaphragm, and your stomach sits below the diaphragm in a perfect world. If the stomach is pushing up through the diaphragm and then you lay down, the stomach slides up into the diaphragm even further because you have gravity helping pull the stomach down, and people have acid reflux, heartburn, burping, gas, bloating, snoring, sleep apnea. Many times these conditions are due to the stomach pushed up against the diaphragm. So in our offices, I've trained all my doctors to adjust the stomach, to actually take the stomach and pull it down away from the diaphragm. And I have this problem, so that's why I know so much about it. And just the other day, man, I was burping like crazy. So I knew right away my stomach was up. I grabbed Dr. Kat, one of my doctors. I said, adjust my stomach, and she's really good at it. And she pulled it down, and it worked great for a couple of days, came back again. Then I grabbed Dr. Amy, one of my other doctors. I said, adjust my stomach. She did, and it was like a miracle. It's fine. And if it affects brain function because it affects your digestion. The proteins break down to amino acids. Amino acids become neurotransmitters. So if you have acid reflux or heartburn, it's going to affect your brain function, your digestive function, your body's ability to absorb nutrients, the bloating, the gas. I mean, if I could never adjust another patient from a chiropractic standpoint again in my life, we can build multiple clinics all around the world on nothing but digestive problems. There are many days we'll have 10, 15 new patients, and every one of them, along with their other problems, have the stomach pushed up against the diaphragm. And if your stomach is up against the diaphragm, with me anyway, and a lot of other patients, I can't stop eating. It's another sign my stomach is up against my diaphragm, is I just want to eat and eat and eat. My stomach hurts. I'm so full. I ate so much food, my stomach hurts, but I still want to keep nibbling. And once I get my stomach pulled down instantly, a lot of those crazy food cravings go away. So it could be that's one of the things that's going on with you. Eating more fiber, it blows up in your colon, makes you feel full. We have a supplement called Dr. Joe's Intestinal Cleanser. If you take this, it's very good at getting the bowels moving, which is a great way to get the body to lose some built-up weight too, but drink it with a lot of water. And any fiber supplement you take, I know people have taken chia seeds and flax seeds, and I say take 2 tablespoons, they'll take 5 tablespoons. They don't drink enough water. The fiber just blows up in their colon and doesn't move and actually get constipated from it. So drinking a lot of water is going to be a key to help with the hunger, but it's also going to help with the bowel function as well. And Dr. Joe's Intestinal Cleanser works great, but I do recommend you take it with a lot of water. One of the tricks I do is I try to brush my teeth. Once I brush and floss, I'm not going to eat anymore. So if I'm doing intermittent fasting, I know I'm going to intermittent fast. I know I do it every Sunday night. I'll floss and brush my teeth, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm not going to eat again anymore because I don't want to brush and floss again. So it's just that simple. So I got a lot more to cover. I'm running out of time. If you have any questions, send them to us through the website, drjoe.com, drjoe.com. All the supplements we talked about, the super greens, the essential source, the B vitamins, the probiotics, the nitric oxide, all the omegas are all on the website, drjoe.com. You can get them on the website. We can ship them to you, or you can come to our offices if you're in the Atlanta area. We have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. Pick them up. Save yourself some shipping. I'm more than happy to not pay the post office. I'd rather have pass the savings on to you. If you have a healthcare problem, neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, numbness, tingling, we want to be your doctors. Stop suffering needlessly. Car accidents. If you've ever been in a car accident, ever, if the car was damaged, you were damaged 100% of the time. So as soon as you're in a car accident, you need to get to our office as soon as possible. Everyone in the car needs to be there. So you can do it on the website to make an appointment, drjoe.com, for any health issues, neck pain, back pain, headache, shoulder pain, digestive issues, nutrition issues, drjoe.com. The first visit used to be $375. We've reduced it. We're doing our health stimulus package, $149. Exam, x-rays, consultation, report of findings, nutritional evaluation, first treatment, $149. The website again, drjoe.com. Folks, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to For the Health Fit. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on the WSB Radio app. It's a new day now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.